Sochim Yoshami, corresponding to Psochim Bavli, Daf Samach, begin Yoshami on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah. HaPesach Yishochto Shlolishmoy, Kibel, Vehilich, Vezog, Shlolishmoy, Oilishmoy, Vishlolishmoy, Oishlolishmoy, Vilishmoy, Possel. Kesa, Lishmoy, Shlolishmoy, Lishum Pesach, Olishim Shlomim, Shlolishmoy, Vilishmoy, Lishim Shlomim, Lishim Pesach. A Pesach offering is invalid if his intent was Loilishma, means wrongly intending it to be a shlomim offering, whilst performing any of these key stages of the korban: slaughtering, receiving the blood, taking the blood to the altar, or throwing the blood on the altar. The Gemara says, "Minai shu sorech l'shechta lishmai." What's the source of the requirement that it be slaughtered lishma, means intending it to be a pesach offering? Rav Abba b'shem Rav v'amartim v'ach pesach u'loima im shochto l'shem pesach u'hariu pesach v'imlav einai pesach. Rav Abba quoting Rav said that the Pasuk says in Shmais Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chav Zayin, and you shall say it, that it's a Pesach offering. This teaches that if one slaughtered it as a Pesach offering, it's a Pesach. If not, it's not the valid Pesach. Shalkol Ma'as of Minayin. What's the source of the requirement that the other stages of the sacrifice be performed Lishma? The Pasuk says in Dvarim, V'asisa Pesach Shukol Ma'as of L'shem Pesach. It says in Dvarim Perek Tev Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, and you shall make the Pesach offering. We learn from there that all of its stages be performed lishma. Me'ata afilu hektech emurim. The Gemara asks, surely this should even include the burning of its limbs. Tamulayma zevach ma'zvicha miyuchedes shi ma'kebes es ha'kapara yotza hektech emurim she'ina ma'akrim es ha'kapara. The Pasuk says over there, a sacrifice means sacrificing is crucial to the atonement. This excludes burning the limbs that are not crucial to the atonement. Chatas mina'in. What's the source of the requirement that the sin offering Chatas be performed lishma? V'shachat oisa lechatas. The answer is the pasuk that says in Vayikra Perek Dalet pasuk Lamed Gimel, and you shall slaughter it as a chatas. V'shachol ma'asav minayin. What is the source of the requirement that the other stages of the sacrifice be performed lishma? V'aseh sa'echad chatas. It's the pasuk in Vayikra Tezvav pasuk Lamed, and the kohen shall make one of them a sin offering. Mi'ata afilu hekdei emurim. The Gemara asks, perhaps burning the limbs should also be included. Tamrud Loma, V'shachat Mashchita Miyuchedes Shei Ma'akeves Es HaKapara Yotze Hekter Emurim Shein Ma'akeves Es HaKapara. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and he shall slaughter it. The slaughtering is crucial to receive atonement. This excludes burning the limbs that are not crucial to receive atonement. Chatas L'shem Ba'ilim Menayin. What's the source of the requirement that the Chatas be performed for the sake of the owner? Rabbi Yirmiya, V'ase HaKoyen Es HaChatas V'chaper La Mametaheh Mitumasai. The Bimya answers from the Pasuk that says in Tezvav Pasuk Lamed, in Vayikra, and the Kohen shall perform the Chatas, and the owner shall be purified from his Tumah. Amalei Rav Yosi Me'ata Afilu Hekdei Emurim. Rav Yosi asked Rav Bimya, if so, perhaps burning the limbs should also be included. Tamboleim V'chaper Ma'azvike Miyuchedes Shei Ma'akeves Es HaKapara Yotze Hekdei Emurim She'ina Ma'akmen Es HaKapara. The answer is the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Yudala Pasuk Yudtes, and he shall atone. Throwing the blood is crucial to receive atonement. This excludes burning the limbs that are not crucial to receive atonement. Pesach l'shem ba'alim minayin. What's the source of the requirement that the Pesach be performed for the sake of the owner? V'dinhu ma'im achatas she'in machsheves areilim u'tmeim poislim ba sicha shetei l'shem ba'alim. Pesach she'machsheves areilim u'tmeim poislim ba'i ein adin shehei sorech l'shem ba'alim. It's a kal v'chomer. If a chatas that intent that it be eaten by areilim who is uncircumcised, and Tumeim with the impure, does not invalidate it, but nevertheless it must be performed for the sake of the owner. The Korban Pesach, that intent may be eaten by Areilim or Tumeim, does invalidate it, certainly it must be performed for the sake of the owner. Ro'im amalt b'chatashi kodesh kadoshim, Tumeim b'pesach shu kodeshim kalim. The Gemara rejects that no, chatas is different, as it's kodesh kadoshim, whereas a Korban Pesach is kadoshim kalim. Amav Yosef l'machshava, Lamdas Hatoira Riba Machshava Bepesach Yosef Menachatas. Rav Yosef reinstates and says, no, the comparison between these korbanos was only for the law of intention, where Pesach is in fact more stringent than Chatas, as we said. Amar Chananya Koim Rav Mana Emi Chatasoi Shem Tzeira An Lamedim Mechi Chatasoi Shem Tzeira Loi Lechidusha Yotzas Shetei Teuna Nesochim Leshem Baalim Vedava Sheyotzas Lechidusha Ein Lamedim Emenu. Rav Chananya asked Rav Mana, are we learning from the Chatas brought by Emet Tzeira? Was it not singled out by the Torah in order to teach that it requires nesachim, which is libations, for the sake of the owner, and we cannot learn from something that was singled out to teach a specific law? אמלי וכי חטופה שמלפיירה מייחן למידה, שתהי פסולה, שלא לשמה, לאי מן הדין קראיה דכסיב בשחת אויפה לחטוס, וכסיב זויס תוירס החטוס, תוירה אחס לכל החטוס, אלא ממוקם שהוא למידה משם היא מלמדת. ומנה answered that from where do we learn that the חטוס of a מצוירה is invalid if brought לא לשמה? Is it not learned from the posuk that says in Vayikra, Dalad posuk lama gimel, then you should slaughter it as a chatas? Another posuk says in Vayikra, Vav, in posuk Yudches, this is the law of the chatas. There is one law for all chatas offerings. If so, the source of the law pertaining to not having brought it lishma is also the source for the law pertaining to having intended it for the wrong owner. Shachta lishmai lezoik dama shla lishmai, amab yochanan yesh shla lishmai ba'avoida la'avoida v'upasol. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Yesh Shula Lishmai Ma'avodah La'avodah V'yei Kasha. If he slaughtered it Lishma with intent to throw its blood Lo Lishma, Rabbi Yochanan says that wrong intent from one stage of a sacrifice to another can invalidate. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says wrong intent from one stage of a sacrifice to another cannot invalidate. Amar Rabbi Ila V'machsheres Pigul Limit Rabbi Yochanan Ilu Shachat Amanas L'Zuik Dama L'Macha Shema Eina Pigul. Rabbi Ila said that Rabbi Yochanan learned this law in the case of having an intent of pigle. If he slaughtered it with intent to throw the blood the following day, would it not be pigle? And Rabbi Yossi, min tautein milin loidamye machsheres pigle le machsheres psul. Ilu shachta lishmai lekabal damash lo lishmai shema eina kosher, shachta shlo lishmai lekabal damash lishmai pasul. Ilu shachta shlo lishmai lehagde emorim lishmai shema eina pigle, shachta lishmai lehagde emorim shlo lishmai kosher. Rabbi Yossi rejects this and says, no, in two ways these cases are incomparable. If you slaughtered it lishma, intending to receive its blood lo lishma, would it not be valid? If you slaughtered it lo lishma, intending to receive it lishma, it's valid. If you slaughtered it lo lishma, intending to burn its limbs lishma, is it not pigle? But if you slaughtered it lishma, intending to burn its limbs lo lishma, then it's valid. And Rabbi Yossi, Anna Chamis, Rabbi Yemiya, Tafis, Rabbi Abba, Amalei, Amalei, Taima, Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Shachter lishmai, Lezoik, Damo, Shlo lishmai, Pasol. Nasim Mishaw Shaina, Rashachta Lishmai, Ushulay Lishmai, Uhupasal. Rabbi Yossi says that I saw Rabbi Yirmiyah grab Rabbi Abba and ask him the reason that Rabbi Yochan held his opinion that we said. Rabbi Abba responded that it's as if at the time of slaughtering he had intent of both Lishma and Lo Lishma, in such a case, all agree that it's invalid. Amalei bin Kini, Afil Shachta Shlay Laichlav, Lizoik Estamai, Shlay Laachlav, Vyasim Mishaw Shaina, Kashachta Laachlav, Ushulay Laachlav, Vyakasha. And the response is, if so, even if he slaughtered it for those other than the intended consumer, which is Lola Achlov, and in order to throw its blood for someone other than the intended consumer, it should be viewed as if it was originally slaughtered with both intents, and it's valid. Leif Yochel Dama Rabbi Lo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Shachta Lola Achlov Lezoik Dama Shulay Lola Achlov, possibly, should say. The Gemara rejects that. No, this cannot be said, as Rabbi Lo quoted Rabbi Yochanan, saying that if he slaughtered it La Ichlav, in order to throw its blood Lo La Ichlav, then it's invalid. Asa of Yaakov Ba'acha B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Shachta La Ichlav Lezoik Damash Lo La Ichlav Kasha. The answer is, however, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that if he slaughtered it La Ichlav in order to throw its blood Lo La Ichlav, it's valid. Rabbi Yosef Nasiv Chayle Min Train Tamid Rabbi Yochanan Lama Shachta Lezoik Damash Lo Lishmai Pasol Nas Mishah Rishona, Vashachta Lishmoy, Shalishmoy, Vupasol. Lama Shechta Laichlav, Lezoik Damai, Shalila Achlav Kasha. Nas Rishona, Kashechta Laachlav, Shalila Achlav, Vuhu Kasha. And the reasoning of Rabbi Yochan, says Rabbi Yosef, is that why, if he slaughtered it, Lishman ought to throw its blood, La Lishma, is it invalid? It's as if he originally slaughtered it with both intents, which is invalid. Why, if he slaughtered it, Laachlav, in order to throw its blood, La Laachlav, is it valid? It's if he originally slaughtered it with both intents, and therefore it's valid. Rabbi Chananya Amar Kaimi Rabbi Mana, B'Shem Rabbi Yudan, Taima Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shila Yavoi La Oisa Avoida, Ve'ena Mechashev La, Mechashev Me Avoida Acheres La. Ilu Shachta Lishmai, Lezoik Damai Shloi Lishmai, Shema Eina Pigol. Shachta Lishmai, Lezoik Damai Shloi Lishmai Pigol. Ilu Shachta Lekagol Damai Shloi Lishmai, Shema Eina Kosha. And the reasoning, a second reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan, given by Chananya quoting Rabbi Yudan, is that whenever having the wrong intent at a certain stage of the sacrifice invalidates it, it can invalidate a different stage as well. If you slaughtered it lishma in order to throw its blood lo lishma, is it not invalid like pigle? If you slaughtered it lishma in order to throw its blood lo lishma, it is like pigle. If you slaughtered it in order to receive its blood lo lishma, is it not valid? Rav Ashas kabbalah mechashev hu הרי כל שאילו יובל לאיפה אבוידה ואינו מחשב לה, הוא מחשב מהבוידה אחרת לה. The Gemara asked if his intent at the time of receiving the blood to complete it, lo lishma, invalidates. If you would have come to that stage of the service receiving and intending it, lo lishma, it would not have invalidated it. Therefore, to have intended the receiving to be lo lishma while slaughtering should also not invalidate it. Ilu shachta lishmai, lahakte amurim shlo lishmai, shema eino pigol, the rishat haktora eino mechashev, hari kol she'ilu yovoi la'oisa avoida, v'mechashev la, eino mechashev me'avoida cheres la. If he slaughtered it lishma in order to burn the limbs lo lishma, is it not like pigol? However, if at the time of burning he intended it for past the time, it's not pigol. So too, if he intended it during the slaughtering, it should not invalidate it. Amale lo tisiveini me pigol al pasul demar Rabbi Yosef ben Train minen lo damia machsheres pigol lemachsheres pasul. He responded, you cannot ask from the case of pigol to the case of being invalid, as Rabbi Yosef said that for two reasons these cases are not comparable.